Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, December 30th, 2025, and we have a great mix of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tezero to support on-chain custody and settlement with self-hosted wallets as it drives towards sovereign and self-regulating technology-based financial services ecosystem. Tezero Group Inc. announced that its broker-dealer subsidiary can now facilitate trading of crypto asset securities directly custodied on-chain by customers in their own self-hosted wallets. This marks a critical step in Tezero's convergence strategy, bridging traditional finance with decentralized finance for customers and API partners. By supporting self-hosted wallets, Tezero enables customers to interact with its regulated ATS without giving up control of their private keys. This move towards self-regulating technology and asset sovereignty aims to deliver a transparent, compliant marketplace experience. Tezero will continue to offer custody options, including self-hosted wallets, alongside broker-dealer custody. The company plans to integrate key management and wallet infrastructure providers in 2026 to support secure settlement workflows involving self-hosted wallets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.